Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Kobe, Japan, 1972, Part 1. Chance, change, or Krishna? I said to Prabhupada, because the conversation was about do things happen by chance or by plan? So I said to Prabhupada, but they don't acknowledge the plan. Prabhupada, why they don't acknowledge? Speaking about the scientists, everything is being done by plan. The rascal who is speaking like that, he is educated by a plan, by his parents. And therefore, he is now able to talk nonsense and get the Nobel Prize. His education was planned. Sudama, just like his book was planned, so now he's given the Nobel Prize. He won't say, by chance I won. Prabhupada, yes, his plan to misguide the people. That is his plan. Brihadana says, they say that change is the principle. They say that change is the highest principle, and out of so many different changes. Prabhupada, no. How the change takes place. You are changing. You are changing from your childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood. So there is a plan. Unless there is plan, why one child does not by chance become immediately old? What the nonsense will reply? Let the rascal reply to this, that here is a chance. The one child immediately becomes old man by chance. Why there is process? This is plan. So you should have depth of knowledge, otherwise you will be carried away by these rascals. We cannot be carried away by these rascals. We never so easily believe that they are going to the moon planet. You see, we have to scrutinize everything. Yes, that is Brahminical qualification. A Brahmin will not accept anything simply because it is said by some rascal. A Sudra will accept because he has no intelligence. That is the difference between Brahmana and Sudra. It is not a caste system, it is a class, guna karma vibhagasa, division of high qualities and actual activities according to that principle. They misinterpret it. Because by the influence of Kali Yuga, everyone is Sudra. So he does not know what is the actual Brahminical qualification. Therefore, there is competition. Why this man? I am as good as he. So why he should be called Brahmana? Why he should be given greater facility? So actually, it has happened. A so-called Brahmana, caste Brahmana, he is working his intelligence like Sudra, and he is claiming by birthright Brahmana. There must be protest. This has happened. Otherwise, that division is perfect. Guna karma vibhagasa. Anyone who comes to Brahminical quality, he becomes Brahman. That is the injunction of the Shastra. Krishna says, guna karma vibhagasa. You have no qualification. You do not work according to your quality. And while you are claiming to be Brahmana, that is self-evident. Guna karma vibhagasa. He never said by birth, never said kalo sudra sambhava. In this age, Kali Yuga, all sudra. Therefore, they're accepting everything cheaply and at once, the sudras. Samasunda, cheaply and at once? Prabhupada, at once, yes. The newspaper said that Mr. Such and Such went to the moon planet. Oh, immediately believe, see? A newspaper, a 10-cent newspaper. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Janti Devavata Devan. One can go to the demigod's planet by worshipping them. You can go, Janti Devavata Devan, as others have gone. Similarly, one can come to me by worshipping me, Yat Madhyajino Piyantimam. So they never worship Chandra. And how they can go to Chandra's planet, the moon planet? Then Krishna is false, Krishna is imperfect. they become perfect. They are defying Krishna's instruction, and they have gone to moon planet. Then a whole propaganda, Krishna consciousness, becomes bogus. Therefore, I always protest. Sudama, they have not gone. Prabhupada, they have not gone. We've got our tests. I'm speaking from the very beginning. They have not gone. And practically, you see, even if they have gone, what utility they have made. They are simply again planning. They are simply planning. We shall get petrol from there. We shall have defense from there. Simply bluffing, simply bluffing. The Americans will go to the moon planet to defend this country from the Russians. Just see. And we have to believe all these nonsense proposals. What defense they will do from there? Is it not the proposal? My comment. Prabhupada's reply was simple. Change is not random. It is also by plan. He thus was training his disciples in independent, clear thinking. He didn't want us to remain faithful, foolish believers in the tenets of modern science. If we were to be of use to him and make advancement in this life, we would have to see beyond the trickery of modern science and faithfully preach the Vedic viewpoint. And at the same time, I couldn't deeply accept Prabhupada's arguments. But later, when we returned to our Asakawa Cho temple, Prabhupada continued to dismember our blind faith in evolution. One morning, Shyamasundar and I walked with Prabhupada. To our left, the dirt road dropped off in a steep decline. To the right, a hill rose, topped with rows of pine trees. "The sea," said Prabhupada, pointing with his cane. "All trees are facing the sun." He stopped to observe and allow the point to sink in. "There is nothing that is chance in creation." Prabhupada continued, "Evolutionary theory is nonsense. If chance is law, then why at least one tree is not pointing away from the sun?" Prabhupada's simple and clear example destroyed my conditioned faith in the theory of evolution. Hare Krishna. We'll end here.